Yeah. Kickaverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Y'all
yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Let
you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes. Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block?
Microphone Masters, Dub, CNN.com. I am Jay. Thank y'all again for taking a little bit of time out of your day, evening, you know, whenever you happen to listen. We do this very regularly here on DubCNN.com. As I mentioned, my name is Jay Love, and I do this with my partner in crime, Star Saxon. So shout out to Star Saxon. We have a great show lined up for you. A couple different conversations that I wanted to bring you. So the first one is with a gentleman by the name of K Love Rue. So that'll be the first conversation that you hear. And the next gentleman after that will be a young man by the name of Yes I Will. So we're going to bring you those conversations. And at the end of the show, I'll be back, of course, but we're going to get into a couple of joints at the end of the show from Outkast, because if you didn't know, this week it was the 20th anniversary of the Equimini album, which to me is a classic album. I think ATLians is classic, but also Equimini is a great album. If you've never listened to it, take some time, pop it in your however you listen to music, just take some time and listen to it. It is a great album from front to back. But first, let's get into a couple of songs, one from Precise Politics and Drugs Beats from the new project that they have. This one is called The Admiration, and then we have a new one from Master Ace. It's a project that he's doing with Marco Polo. He's teased that for a little bit, and so it's going to be coming sooner rather than later. Master Ace and Marco Polo featuring Smith & Wesson is called Brooklyn. So again, you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. You can.
My big bro, huh, cooler than the cucumber. And you can sell by the wristwear, he do numbers. Just coming home after doing a few summers. Name legendary, being spoken by the newcomers. That admiration made workers out of the new runners. And had old beef get sorted out by new gunners. Meanwhile, I'm up in school looking super nerdy. Before the puberty, my voice was sounding super girly. Big glasses, big lips, and big dreams. I wanna be an actor, see me on them big screens. Big imagination, heavy writing comic books. Pen skills crazy, teachers giving me your kinda looks. Used to getting picked on by bullies, I was kinda shook. Till I'm picking up a chair and blow, niggas sit down up in the principal's office. Now I'm facing suspension. Big brother came through and gave Mr. Not to Mention baggage with that white stuff in it. Then he told me go wait in the car, he'll be down in a minute. That shit was crazy. Got up in the whip, knowing that my brother saved me. Backseat, I saw the Spanish lady looking lazy. I tried to ask her what's wrong, but she was nodding off. Big bro hopped in like, damn, Mike, I thought you was kinda soft. But now I see, you reminded me of me. Let me drop this bitch off, then we can get something to eat. It all started from the admiration. Now it's turning to necessity. You provide the work and I provide the heavy weaponry. Money off the books, sounded like a better look for me especially. It all started from the admiration. Now it's turning to necessity. You provide the work and I provide the heavy weaponry. Money off the books, sounding like a better look. Look, fast forward, now I'm older, getting legal money. That's slow and steady, but your kid is still see you money. I got a problem with my kidneys and I'm missing days. My sick leave is used up, so now I'm missing pay. And me and Lena got a baby on the way. My situation's non-fiction. Bills paid, but we can never save. Impossible. Shit, at this point, not even logical. I just gotta hurdle all these obstacles. Never been the one for giving up, it's not probable. So I hit my brother up like, yo, I hate to bother you. Little bro, what's the deal, fam? It's not a bother. And by the
way, congrats, I'm hearing you about to be your father.
I gotta talk to you,
what you need,
not over the phone.
True indeed,
come and pick me up.
Nigga, lean it, not gonna let you out.
Eat a dick,
I'm just fucking with you. I can't wait to see what this shit is about. I'm on my way, bro.
It all started from the admiration, now it's turned into necessity. You provide the work and I provide the heavy weaponry. Money off the books, sounding like a better look for me especially. It all started from the admiration, now it's turned into necessity. You provide the work and I provide the heavy weaponry. Money off the books, sounding like a better look. Look, I had a pretty nice gun collection, the K-47 with the street sweeper, plus a couple of hand jammies, the 357 to the 40, a sawed off plus a couple of gators to get it gory. True story, copped them all in North Carolina. Totally legit, daddy, I never had a record. Background check, connect dots for the spotless. Cop something stupid that'll leave a nigga topless. And I ain't talking no shirts, just bare arms and flaring them. If my business partner pushed a button, then I'm airing them. Got a couple joints on me plus a corner, a couple of niggas up under me watching for badges. It all started from the admiration, now it's all about the baggage. Mild-mannered Michael Williams turned into a savage. My big bro, cooler than the cucumber. We getting money.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is Planet Asia representing Gold Chain Military, Durag Dynasty on Microphone Masters Radio. Peace.
The sound of Brooklyn. We gets down in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, the town is Brooklyn. Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, Brownsville, Crown Heights, where the music feels good and it sounds right. Summertime, music in the park. We can do this in the dark, we don't even need no street lights. We bright, look how we all shine. We all trying to live, so we all grind. And then we started saying Crooklyn, had everybody thinking it was all crime.
Stick 'em up.
Shouted out to Spike Lee, and the dude on the corner in the white tee, and the girl off the block with the attitude. Had to write a song, show my gratitude.
Welcome
to my city, man. To the streets where the late great Biggie ran. And damn near everyone's a Biggie fan. That's cause we support our home.
Brooklyn.
Synonymous, Jay-Z synonymous, Sean P synonymous. I'm just trying to honor this place that we call home, Brooklyn. Look, I'm really just trying to make you proud, like, look, mom. I'm trying to make you smile, like, look, dad. Got the nets on the fitted in the book bag.
Nice.
And you know the Tim's clean. On these bars, we go in like a swim team.
Say what?
Brooklyn be the pedigree. If you find something wild, man, set it free.
Set it free.
Set it free and watch it go. Then give it to the world and watch it grow.
Cause you know,
cause you know we everywhere. Disrespect my home, you will never dare.
Never.
Cause you get mushed quick. Coney Island, Red Hook, Fort Greene, Bushwick,
Brooklyn.
Gangstar, y'all made it here. Even though y'all wasn't born here, still y'all made it here. And now it's like you one of us, and we all tied together like some braided hair.
Yeah.
Dumbo to Clinton Hills, gentrified and attention bills.
Yeah.
But we find a way to live together. Wish we could find a way to live forever.
Ever.
Either way, the music will.
Tell me.
What I gotta do to prove it's real?
Tell me.
What I gotta do to make it clear? You can make it anywhere if you can make it here. Little Kim synonymous, Foxy, Fabulous, Maine, oh synonymous.
Say what?
In the world full of promises, Smith and Wesson, Bucktown. What I'm trying to honor
is Brooklyn. We gets down in Brooklyn. We move around in Brooklyn.
B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N.
B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N.
B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N. B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N. B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N.
Okay. Microphone Masters, J-Love here, and I have a gentleman by the name of K-Love Rue. So you know it's got to be cool because he has love in his name. That's how it go down in the streets, man. How you living, man? How you living?
Man, I'm doing great right now, man. Nice, beautiful day in California. Hey, you already know it.
Indeed. So besides having love in your name, you are also, I was looking to do a little research, you are also from where I'm from. So you're originally what, from Victorville, or lived in Victorville for a while?
No, I'm originally from Compton, California, but I've been out here in Victorville for a while too, so I claim both of them, Victorville and Compton.
Okay. Yeah, so I lived in Victorville for most of my young adult. Once I graduated, I moved up to San Jose to go to San Jose
that's
State.
Perfect. Yeah. You know, the area good then.
All good, man. So tell me a little bit about, I came across some of your music. I was checking you out and everything. Talk to me about, because I know you're still in the high desert as you're doing your hip hop thing and everything. What are some of the challenges that you go through, or do you have any, being out in, you know, in the Apple Valley, Victorville, the high desert area? Do you have any challenges to really get your name out there and really get the ball, the momentum going for yourself?
Well, yeah, I have a few challenges since I'm originally from the Los Angeles County District. You know, it's kind of hard transferring that over into Victorville because they're two different places, you know.
True.
So, you know, then a lot of people, they don't want to accept you all the way. Even though people know me out here, when I put in Compton, California, they kind of disregard the Victorville part. So, but yeah, I'm this is both of my homes, you know, for me.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's one of the things. Right around the time when I bounced and left the area to go up to the Bay, a lot of folks were starting to come from the LA area and moving over to the high desert just because it was a little bit, it was, the cost of living was a little bit better and everything.
Exactly.
So you're in a unique situation though, where you're located, because you're 2 hours away from Vegas.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You're about
exactly.
An hour, a little
that's
over
how my
half
family found this place out here, this little hole in the wall, going to Vegas. And it was a pit stop. My mom said she wanted to move here. That's how we got out here. Exactly
okay.
What happened. Yeah, followed the tumbleweed to the Joshua tree. That's how we yeah, that's how it happened.
You know, I feel you. So what is the scene like right now in the high desert? I know you mentioned some of the challenges, but what's the scene like? Are there, you know, and talk about, you know, the music that you're creating and kind of what people can expect from K-Love Rue's sound.
Oh, I mean, the scene out here, I mean, it's getting better. You know, this place was a retirement place, so we really never had a lot of opportunities to really grow with the music out here. So I always had to hold on to my LA background to reach out. You know what I'm saying? So they never, like the clubs here, they would start and they'll close, they'll get shut down. And then they moved a lot of people from LA out here, so it kind of like started relating more to people. But it's still that LA feel when you got to deal with the gangs and all that stuff. So, you know, there was a few challenges you had to still deal with. And me coming from Compton, California, you know what I'm saying, based with the power rules, is that growing up with as a power rule, you know, I had those little stigmata that I had to go through. So now I'm just trying to spread my wings and fly. I just dropped my album, Crack Surgery. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of love coming from me. Everybody loves me out here. So I guess that's why my name's K-Love.
So you mentioned Crack Surgery. Talk about the process of recording that project, but it also, what lets you know that this project is hitting the target? Like, what are some of the signs that you received, whether it's online or you know, when you're out and about? What are some of the things that let you know, yeah, this project, I'm moving in the right direction?
Well, basically, everything that I do as far as my music is based on my life. It's almost like a diary put in a poetry. You know, so I really put everything that's been going on from these streets here and in Compton, you know what I'm saying, in my music. So a lot of people out here can relate when I say, oh, I used to grow up, I used to sell dope at the New Corral Motel when I was a kid. Now everybody out here that's been on 7th and La Paz across the street from the swap meet know exactly what the New Corral Motel is. And they probably had their mama, daddy, you know what I'm saying, birthed them out of that motel too. So, you know, so yeah, I mean, you know, I relate to the people out here because, you know what I'm saying, I went to school with them, and a lot of the people, you know what I'm saying, I'm just an easygoing person I can talk to real easy. So yeah, that part right there.
So we Microphone Masters with K-Love Rue, representing what, BME.
Beast Mode Entertainment, yes sir.
Beast Mode Entertainment. So when you're what are some of your goals when you're sitting down and when you're putting a project together? How deep do you get into it, or right now are you just focused on, I'm just trying to put the music out and let it do what it does? What are your goals when you put out a project, or when you put out a single, when you get something on iTunes? What are your goals when you go into something, or are you just trying to create the music?
Basically, my deepest thing as far as in my music is it's always been uniqueness. If it's something that ain't been heard out there, or I haven't been said out there, then I try to be the messenger. I try to spread that word. I try to bring reality to people through music. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you was to put on a reality show, if you sit back and listen to every word of my music, I'm speaking on what's going on day by day in the city, in the city in Victorville, in the city of L.A. You know what I'm saying? Things that's happening. So my strive is to bring a uniqueness to the rap game that hasn't been touched on yet, hasn't been spoke on yet. And that's what I base my music on. I really hardly ever listen to radio. I know that sounds bad, but I really don't listen to the radio artists out there, because, you know, I feel like it's not really touching to the people that's really running these streets and living this life right here. So, you know, I'm the voice of the streets.
I like that. So I'm always curious about this, because what do you feel, if you look at yourself, or if you had to critique yourself, what do you feel is the greatest opportunity for you to, I don't like to call them weaknesses, but what do you feel is the greatest opportunity for growth for you, where, you know, in terms of you as an artist, and what do you feel your greatest strength is, man?
Well, my greatest strength is basically is putting this music together in a way that people can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? As far as the poetry, the lyrics, you know what I'm saying, how I write it, the metaphors. That part to me is all my plus signs and stuff. People, outgoing person, I'm a people's person. So that to me is one of my strengths in it. One of my weaknesses is after doing 10 years in prison, I lost a lot of my connections with a lot of people that I was already doing great things with, and some of these people are gone now forever, some people are dead in prison, so, you know, it's like me trying to get back into tune with things. I'm a little older now, so, you know, I have artists up under me now that I'm trying to get the word spread across, but, you know, that's probably like my weakness right there, getting older in this game, you know what I'm saying, and this game is really based on the younger crowd.
Okay, so you, in terms of when you're talking about having folks up underneath you, when you're talking about trying to get your old music career going, what to me life is about a lot of different experiences, a lot of different experiences in it that compile, when you add them all up, that ends up being what your life is. So what's one of the best experiences that you've had so far from music, that music has brought you? So whatever it is, what's one of the best experiences that you've had that had to do with your music?
Basically, one of the best experiences, probably not as what the average person would say, though, but some lady had called me and was really crying about listening to one of my songs, and it really had touched her. It's a song that it's called This Time. It was produced by Five Star Beast, you know what I'm saying, Beast Mode Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, Five Star Beast Magnet, and it was called This Time, and a lady recalled me, she's like, you know what, you sound like Kendrick Lamar. I was like, but at the same time, I respected it, though, but she said it touched her in a way that she never been touched before, so to me, it was a go-ahead to keep on doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, one out of many, but that one was one of the key points that made me say, you know what, no matter how old I'm or whatever, just keep on pushing.
That's dope, man. That's dope. So we're with K-Love Rue here on Microphone Masters. So along those same lines, because here's one of the things that's interesting to me, because I do a little MCing myself. I do a little bit of rapping. So one of the things that I'm curious about is, so when you have something like that where somebody reaches out and says, this song touched them. Now, obviously there was a certain tone to it, a certain BPM to it, a certain feel to it. Does that make you say, I want to do more songs like that? Or do you, or how difficult is it to stay true to yourself as you grow, or as you are evolving as an artist, as opposed to doing what a handful of people say, keep doing this right here, but you want to do something else? Do you find that difficult? Is that difficult for you?
Yes, if I wanted this to stay in one area of in mind frame. But, you know, as a creator, as a music creator, you know what I'm saying, creativity for me is endless. Like, you can never stop creating. There's always something new that you can bring forth to any game that you're in. So, you know, I mean, for right now, that song might have touched her and a few other people greatly. But I believe that if you listen to more of what I do, You know what I'm saying? You'll find something else, too, that'll draw your attention into K-Love Rue. You know what I'm saying? So
I just
keep on moving forward with what I know, because what I know is with is with shows and other people. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to keep moving forward. And for music like that she listened to, she probably was interested in something else at the time, and I just caught her ear. So, you know, that's going to be for a lot of people that's into different genres, and I write a lot of different music. So, you know, I'm just going to keep focused on what I do best, and hopefully everybody love it just like I do.
I like that, man. So I know your time is valuable. So leave me with this before you let folks know how to stay in touch with you. But okay, so you've been recording. How many years have you been recording now? In terms of as really doing it, how many years?
I've been literally recording since I was 14. So about 20 years in the game, at least.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask you this. I want to hear your thoughts on this. So now that you've been in it for so long, I'm sure you've read articles from artists that you respect, listened to interviews, all that stuff, and you hear about was there a moment where you said, "I get it. I get what insert artist name here was talking about when he said this." Like for me, that moment was, I can remember reading countless articles where an artist would talk about, I have to let the beat talk to me to tell me what to say before really getting into it. And that's what, for me, that's what, there was when I was recording my first project, I really understood that, because you can't rush it. Sometimes you have to listen to it over and over again. So that was my aha moment. What's yours?
You know what? Not to, you know what I'm saying, not to just be redundant, but it is the same thing. When I listen to music, first, it has to be a beat that catches my ear. When the beat catches my ear, because like I said, you can create anything. It might be great, it might be garbage. But for me, you know, if a beat catches my ear, my finger instantly, it's almost like I get possessed by the beat. You know what I'm saying? And then my fingers just start writing. And so, you know, for me, I just let it come naturally. You know what I'm saying? I don't rush anything. I don't try to step out of my boundaries, you know.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's somebody that just wants to hear something and gonna pay me for it. Hey, I got you. But when I write music, when I sit down, I go through beats and I listen to them, and whichever one catches my ear and the feel of it, you know what I'm saying? It has to be a feel to it. So everything I do, it has love and it has all of me in it. It's a feel to that. You know what I'm saying? And I try to bring that feeling into words, and hopefully it comes across to you the same way I felt it.
Okay. I like that, man. K-Love Rue, let folks know how they can stay in touch with you, all your social media and all that stuff, man. The floor is yours.
Oh, yeah. You can find K-Love Rue on every platform, K-LUV.U.E, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Instagram me at K-Love Rue, K-LUVRUE, Twitter as well, K-LUVRUE, on my website, www.K-LUVR.U.E, K-Love Rue, Beast Mode Entertainment.
That's what's up. So we're about to get right back in the mix. You are listening to Microphone Masters with J-Love. And, of course, we're going to have to do a K-Love Rue song with you. It is Microphone Masters with J-Love on DubCNN.com.
Good looking, J-Love, man.
And I'm a fan supporting. A couple days of coding and popping pills of snowden. And married to the game. And now that bitch the bossing. It's blazing hot, it's scorching. The tiki posing, torching. The white man is extortion. We just need our portion. 40 acres in the mule, make mine a portion. And I ain't had nothing, so I had to get a caution. 100 bits of smoking. 100 bits of smoking. 100 bits of smoking. All I do is spit that flame, make you wanna game bang. I do me now, tiddly. I'm a drop pick, drinking drop lick. Only important, I'm very important. Put my line down, go ahead and snort it. Stop playing, go ahead and dope it. Strawberry giving hit, go let her smoke it. Used to sell them sides and try this, cost a pretty token. Now, baby, what you smoking? Now, let me get you high and get past all my homies on the fire with you. That fire water got the city lit. Newport hundreds on the way dip. That Sherman man will make niggas trip. Try to need me a bigger rip. Tired of stress over bullshit. Baby mama drama in the homie tryna fuck my bitch. I was on the block serving rocks, tryna go get rich. 100 beats, 100 bricks of smoking. Lungs feel no joking. She looking good, I'm poking. And I'm a fan supporting. A couple days of coding. And popping pills and snowden. And married to the game.
And now that bitch divorcing. It's blazing hot and scorching. The tiki posing torching. The white man extortion. We just need our portion. 40 acres in the mule, make mine a portion. And I ain't had nothing, so I had to get a course in. 100 bins of smoking. 100 bins of smoking. 100 bins of smoking.
Yeah. Pistol black ass Lil Dame, kicking flames like Lil Kane. My balls large, Great Dane, Minnesota like Kane. Invested boys, that's cocaine. I'm at large, that's insane. Pistol grip, taps the window, blue brains. Whole Dane, Spalding, balling like I'm Harden. Come on, take out my garden. Man, them flowers blooming in autumn. And I deeply departed, but still with it regardless. Now I'm gon' clean up that yard mess. I'm so high, I live with a bird's nest. A smoke cloud cover my bird's chest. A broke nigga, man, I'm allergic. I was on the block grinding on purpose. A couple of rocks in my hand like blood, I'ma work this. Honey, beat.
Honey, bigs are smoking. Lungs feel no joking. She looking good, I'm poking. And I'm a fan supporting. A couple days decoding. And popping pills and snorting. And married to the game. And now that bitch divorcing. It's blazing hot as scorching. The tiki poles are torching. The white man is extortion. We just need our portion.
I'm living cause I got a reason to. I been gave my life before you made it through. Shit, I'm just trying to make it through. And the fam, they just wanna make it too. So you know how we do, tall black, sliding through the back like a John Barrow. That's big rock to these little rocks. I'm a full gun, I'ma stay fully cocked. One to the top, gelato. Whipped cream through your bravado. Banging with razor edge, a wrinkle in time. I'm taking your spine. Man, it's been a lot on my mind, but shit will be fine. I need time to unwind. On the lace skin, over this dick, so scary. I'm a beast, you don't wanna lease this. And my goons all killers, baby misfits. Baby, this it. Crank a lot of no surprise, I'm a shit.
Crank, I'm dying, it's emergency. I need urgent care, urgently. Hurry, P, they tryna bury me. And I ain't dead yet, but they wanna murder me. Live through my C's and my words. I'm fly as the birds. Bumble with the bees. Smoking broken down, rockin' lean, poppin' peas, poppin' seed.
She told me something that I couldn't believe. Messy hair, killer, nappy weed. Put my all in the thought, please. I'm only pleased when she on her hands and knees. They not riding shit with my fire lights. Suicide when we ride, like what that fire like. I been around before I was big enough to ride a bike. And this right here is the only shit I ever like. Beside my music, my kids, I live the trouble life. If the sport to get me first, the devil got me twice. That ain't right. I did everything on GP. Move solid, but always bang with a big B. Blood leaves wrapped around a Philly P. Gang of justice and gang marketing, ain't no market me. I get black and ugly, the bitch market me. I'm at the dome, ha, ha, shot free.
I'm dying, it's emergency. I need urgent care, urgently. Hurry, P, they tryna bury me. And I ain't dead yet, but they wanna murder me. Live through my C's and my words. I'm fly as the birds. Bumble with the bees. Smoking broken down, broccoli, poppin' peas, poppin' seeds.
You can get your carpet shaved for free. Sneak this and I ain't miss my squeeze versus three. I don't speak with nobody, but if you come for me, there be a trail of somebody twisted uncomfortably. Tattoos like archangels, dark angels, my angel. Cut corners, close, but a wild, now they own us. Old school twisted, they told us. And they know the fires all got my back, babe. Put a hole on the blade with my veil. Look with the track, man. Reinforce, steel, reward. Taylor, who's the bitch? See me boom with this. I'ma tune the bitch. Slow you tune your bitch. Stay away from this. Drink got me bold as fuck. Any beans got me glitz. Eat your trigger, finger twitch. Let me sign it, but the rest is just bonding with the bitch. One at a time, baby, that's it. Only with the grip to grip. Jumping in, battered dead. Deep falling on your chips.
I'm dying, it's emergency. I need urgent care, urgently. Hurry, P, they tryna bury me. And I ain't dead yet, but they wanna murder me. Live through my C's and my words. I'm fly as the birds. Bumble with the bees. Smoking broken down, rockin' lean, poppin' peas.
What's going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you got to follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN. And you can.
Just so selfish, selfish, selfish. The liquid cool dive, shining bright, I'm a star. For 21 years, we've been buying out the bar, an alcoholic bazaar. Intoxicate the gig, that's the main directive. The crowd can't get enough shit, they want another swig. King Tripes like the overdose on the coast. And DJ FN's the definitive host. They asking what's good, shit's like crazy hood. But shit, who's crazy? Let's get that understood. From Comptown, they bought out King Tookie for the feature. Blowing on some type of sativa, sipping Bonita. 100 times sweeter when the crowd gets eager. I step up in the booth, keep it 100 proof. They call the king selfish, like I'm stingy with the game. I think I'm more self-contained, let me explain. I can share my Remy, share my Henny, but that Louis the 13th, the fuck y'all think?
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish, like I'm stingy with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stitching with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stitching with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish,
yeah,
like I'm stitching.
Far
with
from
the
stepped
game.
On, it's pure. Tap the cap twice and twist it off. The Hennessy can keep my liver warm. Me a more, plenty to pour. Remy galore, yeah. Tennessee whiskey or a Mickey's, of course. 40 of course. Ounce on my noggin, 40 ounce to the noggin. On that OE lately, oh. Who's crazy? Selfish with the syrup, it got me lazy. 80s baby, 90s maybe. Show you how to drink it to the bottom of the glass. Swallow, pour a liter for the Rollo who passed. Chosen few I share my champagne with. You probably should know, you ever seen me pass a bottle of Mo? They gotta be folks, familiar, you know how I go. Since my first sip of scotch right outside of the stove, I would sneak it off the shelf in my sneakers by the belt. Frequently and I would keep it to myself.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stingy with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stingy with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stingy with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stingy with the game.
Picture this. Crispy, nice fit, alligator, crocodile. Too legit to fucking quit, heavy game. I'm just saying, I'm just posted, I'm just playing like a player in the game. I'm just smoking, I'm just saying, picture this. Bitch, I ain't giving you shit. You be lucky if you get some dick, bitch. I play my game like Larry Flint. This is just the way I keep my game on crisp, bitch. This ain't nothing but that DP-ology. DPGC psychology. She asked me for a quarter, I gave her a dime. She asked me it again and I slapped her out of her mind. Wait your turn, look, the bird is the word. See, bird, 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 make a suck and a swerve. I'm just so selfish, post up and take a selfie. Bitch, cause it's all about me.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stingy with the game.
I'm just so selfish.
Selfish like I'm stingy with the game.
Keeping the torch lit. Rub two sticks, 100, 100. Like an old school Nolan Ryan pitch, who want it? Who want it? It ain't gonna take but a minute, a New York moment. The Bay Area backwards streets is haunted. It'll give you the creeps if you ain't from. They'll draw down on the opponent.
Kaboom! Kaboom!
In the nighttime or the morning.
Or the afternoon.
Hella busy. If the governor called, I'll push ignore. Even though I got three jacks like Pablo Sandoval.
Sandoval.
You can call me your highness, your majesty.
Majesty.
Cause I get the highest.
Defy gravity.
Trying to throw a party in her mouth, what you thought?
What you thought?
In the AMPM bathroom, hope I don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
With this broccoli I bought from the broccoli man.
Broccoli man.
My behind is him down. In front of my van.
In front of my
it's
van.
A rap like a Peter. They gon' take me to read it. If they catch me and find a skeezer up under the seat, there's a heater. A 10 millimeter illegal search of seizure.
Got the old school with the white top gold thing sitting right on ball.
Right on ball.
Made 25 stacks last night. Hit the mall, spend it all on claw.
All on claw.
Getting rich on the tuck, hold up. Hell, not a po-po, don't know.
They don't know.
And this thing all night. I posted up, blowing tree in the law. Tree in the law.
Easy $1,000 for the kick game. 24-5 for a brick, man. Bucks on the table, that fish skin. Mercedes off the lot, I fishtail. My lil
little niggas crazy like Columbine. Doing anything for them dollar signs. Boy, if you hatin', then you out of line. I didn't wear my watch today, you out of town. Cutting posse in that old school vert. No cash in that old school skirt. I don't want your nookie, I am not Fred Durst. I'm all about my cheese, so I put bread first. Choose up cheese, I done mastered the scale. Check my record, possession for sale. At Solano Courthouse, I got a long paper trail. Way I'm squatting these rentals, know these niggas can't tell. A young nigga
got the old school with the white top gold thing sitting right on ball.
Right on ball.
Made 25 stacks last night, hit the mall, spent it all on club.
All on club.
Getting rich on the tuck, hold up, hell not a po-po, don't know.
They don't know.
And this thing all night, I posted up on tree in the low.
Tree in the low. It's burning up in this motherfucker. Somebody cut the fan on.
Down, nigga.
Got the eagle in the air, nigga. I'm just looking for a spot for it to land on. Sitting in the kitchen, counting chickens, sports coach tricking. Bitches on a mission for the riches, trapping off a cricket. Probably wanna kick it, but I'm tripping cause I'm trying to get it. Sipping till it's finished, young menace. Get a hold of business, spit the flow fool. On the Pro Tools, flipping old school, riding on feet, calling no shoes. I stroll through, I bow do. She so loose, I can for show goose, but she broke, so it's no use. I'm so cool, I throw deuce. I'm sick with it, could give a fuck about your crew. I don't know you, I've been down, you so new. I'm so stuck. Nigga, no glue. Straight grapes. You say I'm weak with a straight face, I bounce. But until then, I'm trapping. When you pull up to the house, you see a nigga.
Got the old school with the white top gold thing sitting right on ball.
Right on ball.
Made 25 stacks last night. Hit the mall, spent it all on club.
All on club.
Getting rich on the tuck, hold up. Hell, not a po-po, don't know.
They don't know.
And this thing all night, I posted up, blowing tree in the low. Tree in the low.
Microphone Masters, J Love here with the gentleman that that I know that everybody will be catching on to very, very, very soon, very shortly. Yes, I will. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm just, you know, looking forward to chopping it up with you. For those who don't know, I'm sure like a lot of people, you listen to Shade 45 from time to time. So I was, you know, doing my, you know, getting ready to go into my business, and I just caught the very tail end of kind of what they do on a weekly basis, where it's kind of like, you know, put them on the bench or, you know, all that type of thing. And so they were really, really praising your music and your message, and I thought, man, I looked up, I followed you immediately on Instagram, and I wanted to chop it up with you before you weren't able to be touched anymore, so to speak. But, you know, talk about first, we'll get into your music, but what led you to submit your music, all that stuff. Talk about that experience a little bit, man, and your emotions with your music being judged on that national, worldwide platform, really.
Well, I had known about the segment that I did called Giving the Game. I had known about it back in 2013, but that's when I was rough. Like, I had really just like started getting into it, so to me, I felt like I wasn't ready. And that's like the biggest thing I struggled with was like, if I make a song, I'm ready to like put it out as soon as I make it. Like, I just want it out there, but it took, you know, time for me to realize that I had to grow some more, and I just didn't feel like I was ready up until that point. And I sent the email to them, I believe, Tuesday of last week, and they called me the next morning at, like, around 8:30, and I didn't believe it at first. I thought I was being pranked or something. But yeah, it's just, like, the fact that I was able to actually talk to them. Like, I had been watching them, like, for years on the show, you know, like Slay in the Morning, Five Fingers of Death. So like, I had been watching that, and I just, you know, I don't want to say that I never thought that I would progress in making music, but it's just surreal that it actually happened, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, just hearing them, one, because I was open for criticism and appreciation. Like, if people, I was open for anybody's opinion, because, you know, a lot of people get mad when somebody says, oh, I don't like it. And, you know, I realize that constructive criticism really isn't hating. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just not it. And so
exactly.
I went into it prepared to like, oh well, you know, everybody's not gonna like it. But I was like shocked, just like, because apparently everybody did.
I think one of the cool things we're here with Yes I Will is that when you mentioned this, I think a lot of hip hop artists are very sensitive in that sense. Whereas if you don't like it, then that means you're a hater. But you said something that's very, I think is very valuable, is that constructive criticism is a good thing. I mean, think of if an album goes platinum, that means a million people like it. But that, how many other people said, "Nah, it's not for me"? That don't mean that they're hating. It just means that it's not their cup of tea.
Exactly. And I used to be sensitive, because, you know, it was just, I took it like, I done put all this work into this, and then for somebody to tell me, you know, this isn't good or this something, I almost felt disrespected. But I had to, you know, check myself. And yeah, once you do that, I mean, it takes away a whole bunch of stress.
Indeed. So I gotta ask this, man. So how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
And the reason I ask that is because in listening to in sampling some of your project that you have out now, is that there's a wisdom, I think, to your lyrics. And it's not a wisdom as if you're talking over anybody's head. It's that there's, in terms of looking at relationships and being introspective and the production that goes along with it, I believe it's a really cohesive thing that you have there, that you have going. Where does that come from?
Well, I listen to a lot of J. Cole. I'm not saying, okay, like I'm trying to model myself after him, but I listen to artists like, who, you know, like him, J. Cole, Eminem, Isaiah Rashad, Kendrick Lamar. You know, people who you know, put a lot of maybe subliminal messages in their music, or just somebody who can, you know, tell a story and captivate you for the time being that they're on the track. And
right.
I just feel like you know how people say you are what you eat, or you are your environment. I feel like you are what you listen to. Like if
nice.
I listen to trap music, you know, the only thing I'd really want to make is trap music. I listen to some trap music, but I can only listen to it for a certain amount of time because I'm not getting anything out of it. You know, I'm not, trap music for me is, you know, it's great for the club, but, you know, I'm not a clubber. I'm not a partier, not really. And I gravitate towards music like that, and I feel like it's easier for me to, I guess, express different ways of telling stories or making music, just because I listen to so many types of different ways you can, and I, you know, I can like kind of manipulate it or something like that.
Gotcha. Makes sense. So I know it's only been it's about a week, a little bit less than a week since the, in terms of the higher visibility is. And I would imagine, now you tell me and tell me whether I'm right or wrong, what is the most interesting thing that has happened as a result of it? I would imagine that having to price maybe your art or verses or features, that might be something that's a little tricky, as maybe people are trying to approach you, or producers or something like that. But you tell me, what's the most interesting thing so far that's resulted from your heightened awareness?
Well, yeah, I have had some people hit me up asking for features or really wanting to work with me. And, you know, it is tricky because I'm not used to, like, you know, charging for anything. I was just usually just worked with people. Like, it never really was a thing like that. But the most interesting thing is just the areas that you... like the areas that people are listening to you, because like I'd say about 12 people have contacted me from Canada, like all the way from Canada, listening to the Sway in the Morning Show, telling me I did a really good job. And that's just the most interesting to me, like people that you know, maybe without that platform, I may have never had a conversation with in my life. And then just that exposure allowed people all over the United States just to, you know, hear it. And, you know, I got to a point, like, during the show, as soon as they said my social media handle, like so many people were hitting me up, following me, and all that stuff. Like, my phone started glitching, and it was just insane to me. That's really the most exciting thing to me.
So I know that you have a project out now. It's called Phoenix. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So what? Talk a little bit about that. I like the fact that it's. I think that brevity is important in music, as opposed to putting out 24, 28 tracks. I think yours is a neat 10 tracks. I think that, you know, 10, 14, 15, 16, that's a good, you know, good range. But anyway, what can people expect when they listen to that, and, you know, let them know what platforms they can look for your music on?
People can expect, it's basically just experiences that I have had, whether it's relationship-wise or mental health-wise, or, you know, just stuff I've experienced. Because that's one thing I wanted to do, is going into it, I don't want to rap. I don't ever want to rap about anything that I have not done. Everything has to be authentic for me. And I don't know, it's just, it's a way for people to understand more about me, maybe understand why I do certain things the way I do. But for the people, the ones that know me, but, like, I have a line in the song Chameleon, where it's like, I said, nobody knows the real me, because I have friends that know me, but, you know, you only know what I allow you to know. And music is a way for me to tell the whole thing. Because I can get on the track and say it on there, but it's hard for me to say it in person.
Right.
And but yeah, it's all over. It's like, you know, Apple Music. I had a lapse right there. I was trying to think, but it's on Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spotify, Pandora. It's on platforms I've never even heard of before. But pretty much anywhere you would look to find music, it'll be there.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. So now, where are you hail from? Where are you from?
I am from Birmingham, Alabama.
All right, that's what's up. So let folks know again, you know, what, in terms of social media, where they can follow you, where they can stay on top of what Guess I Will is all about, and what you have coming up, because I know that shows and all that stuff is going to be coming, and in terms of all that stuff, man. So let them know how they can stay in touch with you on social media.
The only social media I really use is Instagram, and you can follow me at Yes I Will Raps. And, you know, you'll see everything. And, you know, my music's on every platform under the name Yes I Will. And, you know, I have the next thing that I'm really doing is I have a single coming out called Bad Habits, and it's just basically talking about why I dropped out of school, because I mentioned I was a college dropout on the interview. And, you know, I just don't want to explain, you know. I just like telling people about myself.
Nice. I like it, man. Well, that's what's up. So we are going to get into it. First, we'll get into it with the Joyce. Yes, I will. You are listening to Microphone Masters.
I wish I could just forget you. Looking back on it, damn, girl, I should have left you. The sad part is that you ran me over and I led you. When you started using my trust as a step stool, that was just so goddamn disrespectful. And still to this day, I can't respect you. I made some mistakes, but I do regret you. It's been a lot of years, I'm still yelling F you. In my mind, like, damn, I wish I never met you. I used to think that you and me together had potential, but I'll admit that I was foolish thinking you were special. Instead of making life easy, you was detrimental. Even though you did me wrong, I just kept cool. The whole time had me looking like a damn fool. Random niggas in your phone trying to text you, but you ain't say their numbers, you was playing guess who.
Bet you fooled me once and I still kept you. Right then and there, you should have been set loose. I guess I gotta learn how to be more careful. Cause apparently I was dancing with the devil. I was wrong and you was right there next to Captain Save a Hoe coming to the rescue. I guess I didn't do enough to impress you. That's why you let a nigga come caress you. Damn, I really thought you'd be the one. And I honestly thought that you would be different. Should've seen that shit coming from the beginning. Should've known that relationship was finished. You got me really feeling bad for the next dude. Cause what you did really there is no excuse. That shit was just damn stressful. And I know I'll be more careful with my next move.
Should've never said it. Should've never meant it. This could've been prevented. I should've paid attention. I really wasn't ready. Why couldn't you tell me? Somebody get a medic. Somebody come help me.
I was thinking you was this, but you were that. You wasted my time and I could never get it back. You did a lot of shit you know you should regret. And maybe I'd forgive you if I knew how to forget. Simple fact, damn, I should've known what was happening. Love story finna turn into a tragedy. Whatever happened to your love and your virtue? You turning right into the man that hurt you. You had the nerve to say that you was the one pessimistic. Asking me if I was out here trying to mess with bitches. When actually many different niggas had your seven digits. You was extra distant, even the sex was different. You told me about the guys who didn't do you right. And how they almost pushed you all the way to suicide. And how you felt alone every night you would cry. Couldn't take no more, you was about to lose your mind. Damn, I never should've felt. Trying to figure out why you set me up to fail. Why did I think you was an angel sent to me? But you ended up taking me through some hell. I was young, dumb, stupid, I was extra foolish. You the main one that I didn't expect to do this. I'm trying to figure out how I could even let you do this. Then I realized that I slept with Judas. You brought me pain that would make a man grit his teeth. The type of pain that could make your heart miss a beat. That type of pressure was weighing down on me physically. Yeah, we had history, but now you missing me.
Should've never said it. Should've never meant it. This could've been prevented. I should've paid attention. I really wasn't ready. Why couldn't you tell me? Somebody get a
medic. Crazy how that works, ain't it?
Somebody come help me.
Messed up positions, almost tapped for submission. But I had to make it happen like some sort of magician. Wishing someone would listen, but not. See, I was distant, I had to protect my feelings from super villains who make a killing. Trying to break the image of people that share their feelings. You feel me? Cause clearly niggas out here acting real silly. Everybody's hands then got a little filthy. I guess that's the main reason why I feel guilty. Cause I ain't never let nobody get to know the real me. Nobody knows the real me. What you mean? I mean that it isn't what it seems. I mean that it isn't just always peaches and cream. I mean that I've been having nightmares instead of dreams. And lots of other things that I hold underneath. I keep depression and anger next to skeletons hanging in my closet. Right behind the rest of all my problems. As you can tell, this is not my favorite topic. But talking about it is the only way I know to solve it. People say the same shit. Whatever happens in the past, you can't change shit. Amen, but there is something that I can't get. Why do I wanna feel better, but the pain sits? Now I know I should just let it go. But instead, I just hold it and I let it grow. I done said a lot of shit I shouldn't have said before. All the people that I hurt, I probably never know. I was in denial. Matter of fact, whole life was in a spiral. Maybe I should've just read more pages in the Bible. But instead, I just focus on the trials. I am in a dark place. Homie, I done seen so many dark days. In between a motherfucking rock and a hard place. But I gotta play a cool poker faces card game. Yeah, we in this game called life. Sometimes everything just ain't alright. I done seen some long ass days. And most importantly, I done seen some cold ass nights. See, on the outside, I'm a man of steel. But on the inside, man, I need to heal. That's how I feel, yelling, Jesus, take the wheel. I remember when I tried to take them pills. Record scratch,
what you say?
Tire squeal. Now the truth has been revealed. No more need to be concealed. Yeah, I tried to take some pills. Cause maybe they would take away the pain that I could feel. But will, you too young to write a will. For real.
I couldn't picture being gone, lying still, I was ill. But that's just how I feel.
Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive. Got me like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just wanna thank God that I'm still alive.
Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. We lose around 45,000 people to it each year. That's crazy, right? One day you can just be chilling with someone and then the next you see him on the news found dead. I just wanted to talk to anybody who's listening right now about a serious topic. Now I know a lot of people will probably say, oh, he's just copying Logic, or he's just biting off Jonah Lucas's song. But that's not the case at all. What people fail to realize a lot of times with certain messages, it's not about who says or does something first. It's about relaying the message, and that's all I'm doing. I've dealt with this issue personally and with people around me, and I just want to say that it's never that deep. I know everybody goes through different struggles, but it's never worth it. The best thing that ever happened to me was when I failed to kill myself in the 11th grade. Actually, scratch that. I did kill myself. Better yet, I killed a part of myself. I killed off the negative, pessimistic, sad, angry, negative version of me. Now I have a whole new outlook on life, and I'm thankful for it. I say that to say this. You never know what somebody's going through at any given time, so it's not a bad idea to tell the people you're around that you love them and appreciate them. And I know this song is long, but I just wanted to spread some positivity around because there's too much negativity going on.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com.
Your life is gonna be what you make it. Your life is gonna be what you make it. You gotta go and get 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 it. Black and brown babies capable of Ivy League, but crooked players do their best to keep a minor league. He should be buying books instead of out here buying trees. Water the state because he can't afford his lawyer fees. They about to give him time no matter who his lawyer be. Double felonies, stolen car plus the weaponry. Double the penalties, the D said he tried to flee. A ghetto bastard, he don't know who his father be. A walking time bomb, no homecoming, no prom. He see a different cat spending time with his moms. The system told him he's a failure right from day one. So robbing cats and busting pistols made his day fun. It breaks my heart to see them wasting down the wrong road. Another lost young life, tragedy unfolds. It's every day up in the hood, but you already know. It's every day up in the hood, but you already know. Your life is gonna be what you make it. Your life is gonna be what you make it. Your life is gonna be what you make it. You gotta go and get 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 it. Have the audacity to bring that rapping trash to me. The people, they don't wanna hear you rocking after me. Look like a steak on my plate, prepare to meet your fate. We playing chess on a boat, and yo, I'm checking mates. Your style irrational, mine's international. Rapper, producer, also got that envy fashion, yo. The current state of facts, your lyrics never resonate. The chick you chosen, chase a Hershey out here turning dates. Maybe I'll demonstrate and leave a message on her face. She say she love her taste, more flavor than a toothpaste. Building a building, movie juice, Tupac the roof chase. The thought erased, cause it's a waste, so tell her, give me space. Adidas never lace, some Daryl, Joe, and Jason shit. I sit in cypher, contemplate before I'm making hits. Might wanna kiss your chick, then go and slit your wrist. You R.I.P., I'm VIP, my name is on the list. Your life is gonna be what you make it. Your life is gonna be what you make it. Your life is gonna be what you make it. You gotta go and get it. You gotta go and get it. You gotta go and get it.
Microphone Masters, J Love here. Thank you again. for listening to Microphone Masters. We do appreciate it. And again, special thanks to K-Love Rue, and then also to Yes I Will for stopping through the Microphone Masters podcast. So again, shout out to my partner in crime, Star Saxon. And until next time, we're going to leave you with a couple of songs from the Equimini Project. The first one is Return of the G, and the second one is Equimini. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Until next time, you can.
Yo, 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 this your boy Foul Marching. Right now, you are listening to Microphone Masters Radio. You already know what it is.
Yeah, it goes like this right here. It's like, niggas always be hollering peace, you know what I'm saying? Peace, my brother, peace this, peace that, you know what I'm saying? But every time I try to get a peace of mind, niggas try to get a peace of mind. So I gotta grab my piece. It's the return of the gangster, gangster. The niggas that's on that blow that run up in your crib, which contains your lady and an 8-month-old child to raise. Plus you true blue about this music, but they do not wanna hear, because they'd rather be bouncing and shooting and killing and bouncing and shit. Get down. Return of the gangster, gangster. Them niggas that think y'all soft and say y'all be gospel rapping, but they be steady clapping when you talk about bitches and switches and hoes and clothes and weed. Let's talk about time traveling, rhyme javelin, something mind unraveling. Get down. Return of the gangster, gangster. Them niggas that got them kids, they got enough to buy an ounce, but not enough to bounce them kids to the jewel, to the park, so they grow up in the dark, never seeing light, so they end up being like your sorry ass, robbing niggas in broad ass daylight. Get down. Return of the gangster, gangster. The niggas who get the wrong impression of expression, then the question is big, but what's up with Andre? Is he in the coke? Is he on drugs? Is he gay? When y'all gon' break up? When y'all gon' wake up? Nigga, I'm feeling better than ever. What's wrong with you? You get down.
Gangster.
Nigga don't want no trouble. A player just wanna kick back with my gators off and watch my little girl blow bubbles. But still ready to rhyme, standing my grind, never back down, willing to rob, steal, and kill anything that threatens mine. But good luck couldn't be bought, see. Many of fights had to be fought, G. For a nigga to ride these bulbs, oh, so close to the sidewalk, to be gawked at. Watch your side, my nigga, cause we got gas. The first nigga to bump is gonna be the first nigga we attack. Don't want that, but it comes though. Most of the time when you don't know. Sticking together like flour and water to make that slow dough. We work for everything we have and gon' stick up for each other like we brothers from another mother. Kinda like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Strictly for the caddy lovers and never the nut hugging punk motherfuckers. Yeah. So quit spreading them rumors. We in Club Nouveau. Know that. Yeah, yeah.
Now with the
time to get on like Spike Lee said, get on the bus. Go get your work and keep your beeper chirping, it's a must. Get you on that dust, cornstarch, familiar with that smack, man. The music is like that green stuff, provided to you by Sack Man, Pac-Man. How many fuck you think we gon' do that, man? Ride, ride on national, on 18s without no gap, man. I'm strapped, man, get rid of the bus on any nigga like that, man. Me and my nigga, we roll together like Batman and Rob Band. We prayed together through hard times, swung hard when it was fitting. But now we tapping the brakes from all them corners that we be bending. And Volkswagen and Bonnevilles, Chevrolets and Coupe de Villes. If you ain't got no rims, nigga, don't get no wood grain steering wheel, for real. You can go chill out and steal bill. Let your paper stack instead of going to overkill. Pay your fucking beeper bill, bitch.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes off the line, and sometimes why? Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain, and nothing lasts forever but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, or Quim and I.
Twice upon a time, there was a boy who died and lived happily ever after. But that's another chapter. Live from home of the brave, with dirty dollars, beauty parlors, baby ballers, bowling ball and parlors, street scholars, majoring in culinary arts. You know how to work bread, cheese, and dough from scratch. But see, the catch is you can get caught. Know what you're selling, what you bought, so cut that big talk. Let's walk to the bridge, meet me halfway. Now you may see some chilling dead off in the pathway. Just them poor babies walking slowly to the candy lady. It's looking bad, need some hope, like the words maybe. If, or probably, more than a hobby. When my turntables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry y'all, I often drift. I'm talking gifts, so when it comes, you never look the horse inside his grill. Of course you know I feel like the bearer of bad news. Don't wanna be it, but it's needed, so what have you? Now question, is every nigga with dreads for the cause? It's every nigga with goals for the fall. No, so don't get caught up in appearance. It's Outkast, Quim and I, another black experience.
Okay. Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and it's sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain. None lasts forever, but until they close the curtain, it's him and I, or Quim and I.
The name is Big Boy, Daddy Fat Sacks, the nigga that like them Cadillacs. I stay down with these streets, cause these streets is where my folks at. Better know that, some say we pro-black, but we professional. We missed a lot of the church, so the music is our confessional. Get off the testicles and the nutsacks. You bust round, we bust back, get back. For real niggas that's out here trying to spit facts. You hear that, you can't come near that, maybe you need to quit. Cause Aquemini's Aquarius and the Gemini running shit like this.
My mind warps and bends, floats the wind, count to ten. Meet the twin, Andre Ben, welcome to the lion's den. A red gen, no skin, many men comprehend. I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Sin all depends on what you believe in. Faith is what you make it, that's the hardest shit since MC Ren. Alien can blend right on in with your kin. Look again, cause I swear I spot one every now and then. It's happening again, wish I could tell you when. Andre, this is Andre, y'all is just gonna have to make amends.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and sometimes why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain, and none lasts forever but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, Aquim and I.
Thank y'all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm J Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can.